This is the Norris Group's Real Estate Investor Radio Show, the award-winning show dedicated to thought leaders shaping the real estate industry and local experts revealing their insider tips to succeed in an ever-changing real estate market. Hosted by author, investor, and hard money lender, Bruce Norris.
On Friday, October 21st, the Norris Group proudly presented its 9th annual award-winning black tie event, I Survived Real Estate. An incredible lineup of industry experts joined Bruce Norris to discuss perplexing industry trends, head-scratching legislation, and opportunities emerging for real estate professionals. Proceeds from the event benefited Make-A-Wish and St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. This event would not have been possible without the generous help of the following platinum partners: Housing Wire, Property Radar, the Apartment Owners Association, the San Diego Creative Real Estate Investors Association, Invest Club for Women, MVT Productions, the San Jose Real Estate Investors Association, Inland Empire Real Estate Investment Club, Think Realty, and White House Catering. Visit isurvivedrealestate.com for event information and tickets.
My name is Aaron Norris, and welcome to the 9th annual I Survive Real Estate. Thank you. If you got roped into coming to this event and you don't know why you're here or what we're doing, I Survive Real Estate was created back in 2008 during some of the toughest years our industry has ever experienced. With a few simple goals in mind, we had one, invite friends throughout the real estate community to celebrate the work that we collectively do. Second, invite thought leaders helping shape our industry and to share their thoughts on the year ahead. And three, raise some awesome money for some important charities. I know we are finishing up eating, but we have a little bit of a, we do this every year, it's a tradition. Will you please stand if someone you know is currently or has had to deal with cancer? And that's why we're here. Thank you. All right, so over the past 6 months, we just found out last night, because of the new structure of the systems online, we actually had no idea how much money we raised until yesterday. And if you saw the post online, tonight we have raised $83,000 for charity. So you notice that I said, as of now. For those of you online, or if you're listening to the radio show when we put this out, you can go on isurvivedrealestate.com. The event tonight is 100% paid for, so all of your tickets, all of the sponsors that are graciously hosting you have spent some money, but all of it, 100% actually goes to charity. So if you're in the audience and you haven't given and you'd like to, in your program, there's a little giving page that you can find a link to tonight. It's a mobile site you can give. And later, if you're online, you'll find that online at isurvivedrealestate.com. So you've already seen them up on the screen tonight, and we wanted to recognize a few very special fundraisers. Where is Lisa and Manny with Invest Club for Women? If you can please stand. They didn't know. You guys were our top two fundraisers for the year, and Invest Club for Women once again wins. Over $6,000 raised. Thank you. So, a little bit about what we're here tonight for. Our efforts benefit two important organizations that help children with life-threatening illnesses. Odette Gutierrez with St. Jude Children's Research Hospital is going to come up while we play a short film on St. Jude.
I've been a nurse for a long time. I think one of the most important things that we do here at the hospital is we do form bonds with our patients.
Awesome. Timothy the T-Rex. We're all friends.
You know, we're like family to them. Kenley is my little BFF. And I have had the privilege of taking care of her for several years. She reminds me every single day of what I'm doing here and why I'm doing it. Kenley is going to get an amputation, and I knew that she was really worried about what was fixing to happen to her. I knew Mac had been in that same situation. If I could get them alone and get them talking, that she would ask him questions and they could figure things out together. And as a nurse, I get to bring those two families together.
That's perfect.
Even I can shake it like this when I'm saying hi, like this.
Oh, you can shake it like you're saying hi. Say, hey, how's it going?
That was really a special moment for me. The relationships that we build over the years change you as a person. I mean, I think working at St. Jude, I have grown as a person, as a parent. It's made me appreciate all the small things. I have been fortunate enough to work in many different nursing roles, you know, through the years. I've been on the research side, I've been on the clinical side, I've been at the bedside, I've been inpatient, I've been outpatient. Here I am all these years later, a believer and a lifer. I call a St. Jude lifer a nurse that comes to the hospital and they buy in and believe in the mission of St. Jude. And once they buy into that mission, they stay and they build a career here at St. Jude. And there's so many of us that I can look around the hospital every single day. And now we're looking at a new generation of nurses like Ashley. Ashley was my patient and I took care of her. She is upstairs currently working as a solid tumor nurse on the second floor in an area that she actually was treated in, which I think that is completely remarkable that she is back and giving back to the hospital that saved her life. That says something about the institution itself. It really does. If somebody asked me if the sad days outweighed the happy days, or if that takes away anything, no. Even on the saddest days, I've never thought about not being here. It's such a blessing, I feel like, in my life to say that I've been here and to, you know, tell stories about my favorite patients and to carry that, even the ones I lost, to be able to carry their memories and know that, you know, we're still fighting for cures and making a difference all these years later. It's a privilege.
Good evening. Thank you, Erin, for your advocacy and continued support for the work of both Make-A-Wish Foundation and St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. It is because of people like you, and thanks to the support of the Norris Group and all of tonight's generous sponsors, that St. Jude can continue to keep founder Danny Thomas's dream alive that no child should die in the dawn of life. The video we just saw of St. Jude Nurse Susan, I think, really captures why St. Jude is unlike any other hospital. Located in Memphis, Tennessee, St. Jude is a hospital of hope, and as Susan described, St. Jude lifers, who make it their lifelong mission to treat and fight alongside some of the sickest children from California and around the world. It is a hospital where families never receive a bill for treatment, travel, housing, or food. Because at St. Jude, we believe that all families should worry about is helping their child live. Through its research and global outreach, St. Jude is also leading the way the world understands, treats, and defeats childhood cancer and other deadly diseases. One of the ways that St. Jude is doing this is by freely sharing the discoveries that it makes so that every child saved at St. Jude means doctors and scientists worldwide can use that knowledge to save thousands more children. Some of the best and brightest researchers and doctors from around the world also come to St. Jude because thanks to donors like you, they have the freedom to focus on finding cures and saving children. Remarkably, treatments invented at St. Jude have helped push the overall cancer survival rate from 20% when the hospital first opened to more than 80% today. And we won't stop until no child dies from cancer. And as you saw in the video, Susan described about her, you know, her experience with Kinley and all of these patients. I just had the privilege of hearing Susan speak in person about some of the other patients. I don't know if you noticed that she kissed a patient when she was walking in the hallways. And that patient was Markel. Markel was first diagnosed in 2010 with a tumor in his leg. And he fought for 6 years. He had cancer in his leg, in his neck, in his lungs, in his lower spine. He was a fighter. He was a big man on campus at the hospital. And despite the bigger-than-life personality and fighting spirit, Markel lost his battle just 8 months ago. And while Markel lost his battle, his life is a reminder that the fight against childhood cancer continues, and the reason why your continued support is so important. Thank you again for your generosity and for allowing me to share the mission and life-saving work being done at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Thank you.
Next up, I would like to invite Sarah, but we're going to watch a short video on Make-A-Wish.
Good morning. We are here today at South Coast Plaza for a very, very special wish with Finn, our little five-year-old, whose wish this year was to be the coolest kid on the playground. This is what Make-A-Wish does. We grant wishes to children with life-threatening medical conditions, and this is a special, special experience for these children, and especially the family, and today, the community.
I remember when you first asked Finn what he wanted to be a cool kid. So he loves girls, he wants to bring girlfriends and dress nice for the girls at school. So
he really likes girls, actually. Yeah. I mean, we walked out of the initial time we met with Finn and we were like, oh my gosh, he really loves girls.
Found out that Finn had cancer when he was 4 years old last summer, right at the beginning of summer, and obviously we're extremely devastated. We ended up talking to different surgeons everywhere. We ended up at Stanford, had the most experience in the rare liver tumor that he had, and they were able to operate on him and remove the tumor without doing a full-on liver transplant, which was what a few other surgeons had recommended and what we thought we were going to need. So it was a huge turn of events and changed our life for the better in a huge way. And while we were at Stanford, we heard about the Make-A-Wish Foundation and that they make a wish come true for any child who's had a malignant tumor. And they came to our house and interviewed Finn. And
Finn just took over from there. They asked him a lot of questions about what he would wish for and what kinds of things he would love to do. And he's always been focused on being somebody who's center of attention and famous. And so he says, I just want to be a cool dude for a day.
No problem. Okay, well, where do you want it?
Just an amazing, amazing event for him.
It was everything he dreamed of. When they came this last week with his cool dude clothes to our house, and he was jumping up and down. He had a black leather jacket and sunglasses, and he was jumping up and down and wouldn't even take his clothes off. Like, he wanted to sleep in them. This is truly his dream come true. It could not be any better. He's so happy. I think a lot of kids might be too shy for something like this. This is right up his alley to be the star of the day, and it's really just made his wish come true. It was so, so special. And it helps also because being back at home and out of the hospital, things kind of feel normal again. But it's sort of a reminder of everything that he's been through and, you know, tough times where he stayed strong and brave. And, you know, it's just kind of a reminder. And the other boys are so good about it. They're not, I thought they might be really, I don't know, jealous or not at all. They're so caring. They're worried about him. They're so happy for him. Like, they were just so excited themselves. And I'm so happy that they got to be involved today and be a part of it. That was really neat.
The commentary outside right now is that we all think Finn's probably pretty cool without having to do this Make-A-Wish wish. This was a fantastic day.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you, Aaron. As you already know, at Make-A-Wish, we grant wishes for kids with life-threatening medical conditions. Our mission is to enrich the human experience with hope, strength, and joy. Now, it does seem pretty obvious that getting a wish could give our wish kids hope, strength, and joy. But the surprising part is always how the mission extends well beyond the children themselves. A few months ago, when we first met five-year-old Finn, who was battling a hepatoblastoma, a type of liver cancer, never shy of the spotlight, Finn's wish was simple, to be a cool kid. When asked why, his reason was just as simple, because cool kids have girlfriends. You just saw Finn's wish come true. From the limo ride to South Coast Plaza, to sprinting the red carpet to the cheers of his fans, twice, to charming every lady in the Macy's cosmetic department. He was in his element. Now, I knew as the wish was being planned how Finn might react that day, but we're never fully prepared for the ripple effect. You see, I spent the day with Finn's parents. Both doctors, they have struggled with Finn's illness, simultaneously keenly aware what was happening in their little boy's body, yet unable to solve it on their own, a parent's worst nightmare. As a parent of a child battling a life-threatening illness, they often play the role of the bad guy, shuttle her to the hospital for treatment, enforcer of playtime rules when things get too rough for Finn and his compromised immune system, and constant worrier. But that day, they watched as Finn took to the spotlight in a way he always dreamed. They saw him charm the ladies as he requested his temporary tattoo straight on his belly. They smiled from across the room as he greeted his long line of fans waiting to get his autograph. And they high-fived when he found the perfect pair of sunglasses to complement his look. This wish gave them a moment in time to celebrate Finn's childhood, to forget about blood tests and hospitals, and let the only focus of the day be on fun. You see, this wish didn't just give Finn hope, strength, and joy. It gave the same to his mom and dad. And now, as we continue to tell stories about the day, we know it even extends much farther beyond that. It extends to the limo driver who delivered a VIP to an entrance rivaling that of a Hollywood premiere. It extends to the crowd of volunteers lining the red carpet, holding signs and cheering Finn on like the rock star that he is. And it extends to every employee and shopper in the mall that day who helped a little boy become what he dreamed of most, the coolest kid in town. It wasn't just a wish for that one kid or that one family. Finn's wish left us all feeling hope, strength, and joy. That's the power of Make-A-Wish. This year, our local chapter serving Orange, Riverside, and San Bernardino counties will grant 357 wishes for kids like Finn. That's one wish about every 25 hours. We will also assist with over 600 wishes for kids who visit us from all over the world, right here in our own territory, to see sites like Disneyland or meet their favorite celebrity. Unfortunately, according to the Centers for Disease Control, we are still only reaching about half of the eligible children in our area. But thanks to your support here tonight, you'll help us reach our goal to make sure that every eligible child facing a life-threatening medical condition will have their opportunity to have their one truest wish granted, just like Finn's. On behalf of everyone at Make-A-Wish, our staff, volunteers, and our board of directors, and most importantly, our Wish Kids, I thank each and every one of you here tonight, and especially our incredible friends at the Norris Group for your support. I hope you had the opportunity in the lobby tonight to see our Adopt-A-Wish plaque representing this year's wish that the Norris Group has adopted. It is for 16-year-old Morgan's wish to visit Japan, and we're very proud to present that to Aaron, even though he won't let me do it on stage here tonight. With friends like you, we know that we can turn life-threatening medical illnesses into life-affirming triumphs. Thank you so much for being here.
I always felt uncomfortable accepting the plaque if you've been here before because it's just as much yours as ours. So it's out front. Please take a picture with it. Share it on Facebook. Just thank you. So our incredible sponsors, they've been incredible partners through all this. It takes a lot of coordinating. Make-A-Wish, Sarah, has been on the front end answering a lot of your questions, sponsors on seating. So if we can give her a special round of applause. One more round of applause. I don't know if they're all in the room. We've got Vicky, Robin, Rhonda, and Rich have been behind me the entire time over the last 6 months putting this together. There's 400 of you in the audience and some VIPs in the room, and they really helped make us make this possible. So if we can give them a round of applause, that'd be awesome. Well, the rough part for me is done. I get to hand over the mic. If you could take a moment to silence your cell phones. The cell phone that went over here, you just went off a little bit too early for that announcement. Turn it on feel-good mode. Vibrate, please. You feel free to take pictures throughout the night. If you're on social media, use hashtag ISRE. Yes, you can. And this week is Bosses Week. If you didn't remember, I think there's a 5-day grace period, so Hallmark says... take your phone out real quick. I have a great boss who allows us to host this event, and it means a lot to us and our family. And we've had a cancer in our family, and a lot of you share personally. This night gets a little bit raw because some of you talk to me, and it's become very special. This is our 9th year. Next year will be 10. The Norris Group is celebrating 20 years in, I think, January or February. Yeah. So I get to work with a guy who's been in the business for over 30 years as an investor, hard money lender, a builder. He hosts our award-winning radio show. He spends a lot of his time doing things that none of us would like to do, like highlight congressional bills and bailouts and researches economic trends. I get to call him Pops, Bruce Norris.
Thank you, buddy.
Have fun.
Love you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you guys so much. I want you to know that this is Aaron's brainchild. He came to me about 9 years ago and said, could we do something for charity? And I thought, that sounds like a great idea, but that's right up his alley, and that's how we got started. It's been my privilege to be the owner of the Norris Group for 20 years, and thank you for a standing ovation. I share that with them because I think that maybe we're touching a chord in our industry, and it means a lot to me to have a lot of all the original people that came to the company 20 years ago still there and see maybe what's gone on. So I thank you very much for welcoming my company in the way that you have. It's been an honor to be connected, and we have so many friends here now. This has gone way beyond the business relationship in many ways. I had a very special week this last week. Thursday night in Florida, I got to eat dinner with John Schaub. On Saturday, I got to teach all day with Peter Fortunato. That was a pretty cool experience. Then went into Washington, D.C., and with Tom Wilson, at the invite of Doug Duncan, we met with Fannie Mae to try to talk about expanding investor financing. That's a pretty good week. All of that would not have happened except for I attended something in 1980 in December. The gentleman named Jim Rohn gave a three-hour talk that I got drugged to. That I was in the front table. I had no choice. I was the only table left. I was told it was 3 hours long, and I said, that's like six sermons. I don't know how I'm going to put up with that. And in about 15 minutes, I took the first note on the top of my page. And it said to my brother who was there, I said, this man doesn't need our money. For some reason, he struck a chord with me, and I started writing notes. And I stayed up all night and wrote goals for the first time in my life. The silliest of those goals is someday I'll stand in front of an audience that gives me a standing ovation.
The Norris Group would like to thank its gold sponsors for supporting I Survived Real Estate, Auction.com, Coachella Valley Real Estate Investors Association, Coldwell Banker Town and Country, Elite Auctions, In a Day Development, Inland Valley Association of Realtors, Jennifer Buys Houses, Keller Williams Corona, Keystone CPA, Las Brisas Escrow, LA Green Designs, LA South Rhea, New Western, North San Diego Real Estate Investors, Northern California Real Estate Investors Association, Orange County Investment Club, Orange County Building Industry Association, Pacific Premier Bank, Pasadena Phoebe, Pilot Limousine, Real Wealth Network, Realty 411 Magazine, Realty Executives Inland Empire, Rick and Leanne Rossiter, Sunoco Corporation, South Orange County Real Estate Club, Spinnaker Loans, UDirect IRA Services, Weston South Coast Plaza, Chase Photography, Wholesale Capital Corporation, Wilson Investment Properties, Inc.
For more information on hard money loans and upcoming events with the Norris Group, check out thenorrisgroup.com. For information on passive investing with trust deeds, visit tngtrustdeeds.com.